It's Thursday, and that means Juan Williams brings us news from the Hill in Political Corner.
We're joined now by Ron Walters, professor of political science at the University of Maryland. The professor's latest book is called Freedom Is Not Enough. Also with us from Philadelphia is the Reverend Joseph Watkins. He's a member of the government relations firm of Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. Ron Walters, Joe Watkins, thanks for joining us this week on Political Corner.
Good to be with you.
Thanks, Juan.
You're going to have an astounding number of black members of the Congress as committee chairman, chairman of subcommittees. And the question, as presented in a New York Times article recently, was how do these leading political figures in the black community balance their obligation to black voters who sent them to Congress with their obligations to the Democratic Party and the Democratic Party's interest in appearing moderate, centrist, and doing a little bit of what Dick Morris and Bill Clinton used to call triangulation? Is it the case that they have to abandon the agenda of the black community, and here I'm talking about in specific poor urban black communities, in order to satisfy their obligations to the leadership of the Democratic Party? Ron Walters?
I think
Joe Watkins wants to start.
Go ahead, Joe.
I think that the big challenge
becomes... Give me something
becomes,
to shoot at.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do. I'll give you lots. I think the big challenge for the Democrats who are now going to be heading these committees, the African-American Democrats, is to become national congressmen and congresswomen. And that's the big challenge. In the past, Charlie Rangel has never been a committee chair before. He's a brilliant guy, but now he has the challenge of having to work with Democrats from districts that look very, very different from his own, as well as with Republicans, and to build some consensus and to actually get some stuff passed. And that's the challenge. Democrats only have 2 years, basically, to show the American voters that they can actually get things done. Now Democrats have to actually identify who they are and then show the American people where they're taking them, and that's got to end up being measurable legislation. So Democrats have a lot of challenges going forward, Charlie Rangel not being least among them.
Well, let me read you a quote. Here is a quote from Richard Viguerie. It appeared in the New York Times. Viguerie, of course, a major figure in the Republican Party as a very successful direct mail solicitor. Here's what he says about the fact that you're going to have four major House committee chairmen as African-Americans and 16 subcommittee chairmen, as well as, of course, the third ranking person in the Democratic House leadership being an African-American. He says, quote, "A party of special interests with feminists, the homosexual groups, the other interest groups, you put it all together with the black interest groups, and it does not look like America." Now, is that race baiting, Joe Watkins?
Well, it's not race baiting, but what it says is that if what they end up proposing looks like the interest of special interest groups, that hurts them when it comes to 2008.
Well, you know, I take a different tack on this question because I think that the term special interest really does amount to race baiting. It came out of the 1980s. At the time that it began being used by the Republican operatives, it meant actually the fact that the government was on the wrong side of things like civil rights. So that the origin of that, of course, really was directed against civil rights and against the liberal establishment of the Democratic Party. It finally picked up some steam in the late 1980s and 1990s, and so special interests came to be other things. But let's be clear about the fact that Richard Viguerie picked out black legislators in this case to say that they had special interests.
Well, let me ask you this then, Professor Walters. What is the agenda? Now, if you listen to the critics, the agenda becomes things like John Conyers at Judiciary trying to impeach President Bush. Or John Conyers going after reparations for slavery. And it goes on like this, you know, that somehow there's going to be this radical left agenda. Do you anticipate that coming to pass?
No, Juan. Now, let's come out of the campaign. A lot of those slogans were used by the radical right wing in order to vilify the Democrats in the campaign. It didn't work. And what Nancy Pelosi has been saying is that, there are at least six things out there that we have identified in terms of a 100-hour strategy that we know are popular with the American people. And they have to do with environmental concerns. They have to do with doing something with respect to the huge issue of Iraq. These are all very popular issues with the American people. So that radical stuff that you heard about was really sort of to scare Americans. And it, as I said, it simply didn't wash then. It's not going to wash now because the Democrats are not going to do it.
Joe Watkins, do you believe that no worry about impeachment hearings for President Bush?
Well, yeah, this is the challenge again, you know. I mean, I think Conyers, if left to his own, And if Nancy Pelosi is not able to keep control of her committee chairs, you know, somebody like John Conyers would take off after the president. He would take off after various other folks. They've basically, the American public has demonstrated this much, that they have a very, very short patience with non-productivity. And they've elected a new Congress and a new Senate to see some things happen and to see some change take place. Then American voters are probably going to be very, very itchy to pull the trigger and to reelect Republicans in 2008.
Well, I think part of what he said at the very end, Joe, was true. There's going to be a politic inside the House Democratic Caucus, which is going to be very interesting because when you look at the Blue Dogs, that is the right wing of the Democratic Party, they went from 37 members now to 44, which really is the size of the Congressional Black Caucus. And they were the ones who said, we don't think that Alcee Hastings, for example, African-American representative from Florida, should be chair of the House Intelligence Committee. So here is a Nancy Pelosi having to balance her fealty, her allegiance to the Congressional Black Caucus on the one hand, and on the other, take away a potential chairmanship. So she was able to do that. And as we said before, the members of the Congressional Black Caucus didn't say anything about it because they've got their own chairs to worry about. And, of course, she's got tremendous cover on that. So I think that here is a situation where she is going to have to be very delicate in terms of bring her caucus along. But the politics of the House Democratic Caucus are going to be very central to her ability to govern effectively.
And whether or not she's able to hold what you call the Blue Dogs, of course, Blue Dogs is a term that comes from the fact that it used to be said that in the South, Democrats would vote for anybody, a yellow dog, even if it was a Democrat. But now it's a Blue Dog caucus suggesting that that dog has turned from yellow to blue because he's gone conservative Democrat. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And so now you've got a conservative caucus of 44, as you count it, right, versus 43 members of the Congressional Black Caucus. And that's an interesting, possibly explosive mix that Nancy Pelosi's got to hold together.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us this week on Political Corner. Ron Walters is a professor of political science at the University of Maryland, and Reverend Joseph Watkins is a member of the government relations firm at Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney. Gentlemen, thanks again.
Good to be
Thanks, Juan.
Every Thursday, NPR's Juan Williams briefs us on our news from the Capitol right here on Political Corner.